到的好像天上来的歌声。
We just heard some heavenly voices.
神是给我们诗歌，神是给我们话语，都给我们心灵带来非常大的享受。
God gives us hymns, and He gives us words to bring us great enjoyment.
我要欢迎我们的福音朋友们今天来参加我们这个福音的聚会。
Welcome the gospel friends this morning to our gospel meeting.
这个福音的聚会是特别为着我们还在慕道中的朋友们预备的。
And this meeting is for those who have not yet believed in Christ.
我们主耶稣为我们成就救恩。
Jesus has accomplished salvation for us.
他让教会在地上为他传福音做见证。
And he uses the church on this earth to preach his gospel.
要把他所预备极丰盛的祝福赏给更多的人。
So that the salvation that he has done can be given to more people.
今天我要讲的题目是平安的福音。
Our topic this morning is a gospel of peace.
邀请大家一起来读一下路加福音第十章。
We'll read some verses together.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
我们来读第一节，然后读第五到第九节。
We'll read verse 1 and 5 through 9.
路加福音第十章第一节第五到第九节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 1, 5 through 9.
好，都翻到以后，我们一起来读。
Please read along.
好，这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的，在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去。第五节，无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。那里若有当得平安的人，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，不然就归于你们了。你们要住在那家，吃喝他们所供给的，因为工人得工价是应当的，不要从这家搬到那家。无论进哪一城，人若接待你们，给你们摆上什么，你们就吃什么。要医治那城里的病人，对他们说，神的国临近你们了。这里是讲到主耶稣他差遣他的门徒们去传福音。
Here it speaks of Jesus sending out his disciples to preach the gospel.
在第五节第六节那里他特别提到平安。
And in verse 5, he speaks of peace.
他说呢，当这些门徒们到了一个家去传福音的时候。
He says when these disciples go to a house to preach the gospel.
别的话不要先说。
Don't say any other words.
要先说呢，愿这一家平安。
But you first say peace to this house.
那个英文呢讲的比较准确一点哈，就是说了我把平安给这个家。
And I think the English is more accurate, to give peace to a house.
好像我们这个说愿呢，有一点好像是希望而已啊，但主耶稣的话不是这样的。
In the Chinese, it sounds more like wish peace on this house.
他是真的就要把这个平安给我们。
But this is really to give a peace to us.
那么他说的，那里若有当得平安的人。
And it says, if a man of peace is there.
那么这个英文呢也讲得比较清楚哈。他说呢，那里若有一个平安之子。
And the English is also more accurate. It says a man of peace.
有一个平安之子在这个家里面的话。
If a man of peace is in the house.
你们所求的平安就必临到那家。
Then your peace will rest on him.
那么这是什么意思呢？
But what does this mean?
就是说如果在那家里面只要有这么一位。
It says, if there is only just one person in that house.
他愿意接受主耶稣。
And that person is willing to accept Jesus.
以他为他的救主。
To accept Jesus as his savior.
那么平安呢就要临到这个家庭。
Then peace will come to this house.
所以这个平安之子的意思就是愿意接受耶稣成为救主的人。
And so this man of peace is a person who is willing to accept Jesus as their savior.
那他那个讲到平安临在这个家呢，原文有更深的意思。
In the original text, there's a deeper meaning.
他说这个平安呢，就呢在这个家里边就把他这个安居下来了。
In the original text, There's the meaning of how peace is settled in this house.
好像如果说这个鸽子是一个和平鸽，是一个平安鸽。
For example, a dove is a bird of peace.
那我们呢把这个鸽子放出去了。
And we let go of this dove.
那这个鸽子呢就住在那个家不走了。
This dove will come to a house and stay there.
这是像这样的意思。
It has this meaning.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主要把平安赐给我们。
He wants to give peace to us.
这是我们这个时代最大的需要。
And this is what we need most now.
也许我们常常觉得我们有很多的需要。
Maybe we think that we have many needs.
我们需要钱。
We need money.
我们需要健康。
And we need health.
我们需要有一些的休息享受。
And we need some rest and some entertainment.
但是它整个的问题如果没有解决的话
But if the problem is not solved,
那么后面所求这些东西呢都好像是我们人在追但是却追不到
Then everything else that we want is something that we pursue but we cannot get.
所以得着平安是我们得着其他一切的基础
And so receiving peace is the foundation of everything else that we receive.
在多年前我听过一个弟兄做见证
Many years ago, I heard a brother share his testimony.
那一天刚好有一些弟兄姊妹聚在香港一个地方参加特会。
That day, brothers and sisters were gathered in Hong Kong for a meeting.
然后有人要受浸。
And someone was to be baptized.
那参加这个受浸这个聚会的弟兄姊妹呢，大家做一点见证。
And those who went to the baptismal meeting shared their testimony.
其中有个弟兄，一个年纪不太长，大概差不多40岁左右。
And there was a brother around 40 years old.
他就做了一个见证。
He shared his testimony.
平安怎么样临到他？
How did peace come to him?
平安怎么样临到他的家？
And how did peace come to his house?
那天我听的时候，
When I heard him that day,
就真像主耶稣在这里所应许的。
It is just like what Jesus promised here.
只要一家里头有一个平安之子，
As long as there is a man of peace in the house,
平安就必临到这个家庭。
Then peace will come upon the house.
因为有一天啊，他一个人在家里。
There was one day he was by himself in the house.
那么有人去敲门，要跟他们传福音。
And someone knocked on his door to spread the gospel.
他说平常呢，这传福音的人来啊，他都把他赶出去。
And he said that usually if someone came to his house, he would drive them away.
但是那一天啊，他心情实在很不好。
But that day he was in a really bad mood.
他想说呢，有人来谈谈话也不错。
And so he thought, well, somebody's come to talk to me, so.
所以就开门让他们进来了。
So he let them in.
但是没有想到，神的恩典就这样临到他。
But unknowingly, God's grace came upon him.
那天他听明白了，他真的知道耶稣就是救主。
And that day he understood that Jesus was the true Savior.
耶稣乃是那位神来成为人并且为我们成就救恩的那一位。
And Jesus is that God who became man and accomplished salvation for us.
所以那以后
，so、
这个家开始有平安了。
There was peace in the house.
因为呢，本来他是这个家里面的乱源。
Because originally he was the
origin of chaos.
The origin of chaos in the house.
只要有他在的话呢，这家呢就很不平安。
As long as he was in the house, there would be no peace.
因为他有很多坏毛病。
Because he has many bad habits.
他又抽烟。
He smokes.
他又喝酒。
And drinks.
他又睡懒觉。
And he likes to sleep in a lot.
他每件事情呢，都跟父母亲的期望呢刚好相反。
Everything he does is opposite what his parents wish.
所以他们这个家呀，就为了这么一个儿子呢，他们头痛万分。
And so the house, because of this son, had many troubles.
刚开始的时候他们还劝他。
And at first, they would encourage him.
后来根本就不能劝了。
But eventually, you know, they couldn't even talk to him.
一劝就要吵架了。
Every time they talked, it would be arguments.
所以家庭气氛非常的紧张。
And so the atmosphere was very tense in the house.
但是自从这个弟兄得救以后。
But ever since he was saved.
第一件事情他父亲发现的就是，哎，他怎么不睡懒觉了？
The first thing his father noticed was that he didn't sleep in anymore.
他一早呢就起来跟人家在电话里面讲了好多话。
He would wake up early and be on the phone with people.
哎，后来呢，早餐也弄了。
And he would prepare breakfast.
然后好好的工作。
And he would work hard.
哎，后来又发现他呢，这个烟也不抽了。
He eventually quit smoking.
哇，他们都觉得好舒服啊。
And everyone felt very comfortable.
有一支烟枪在这个房子里边哈，那真是难受。
Because to have a smoke-filled house is very difficult to.
每个人的健康都受到威胁。
And everyone's health is endangered.
所以这个家呢，哎呀，从这个烟雾弥漫了，现在变得很清洁。
And so this house from this smoky haze became very clean.
好吧，后来发现呢，哎，这个儿子呢还会体贴父母亲。
And then later on, he could really come to look after his parents.
哎，所以这个父母亲觉得呢。哎，信耶稣可能有点道理。
And so the parents thought to themselves, you know, maybe there's some reason to believing in Christ.
这个我们弄了几年弄不好的一个儿子，怎么忽然之间遇到耶稣就好了？
This son of ours, after so many years of trying and being failures, he turned well after receiving Jesus.
所以这个父亲得去听听福音。
And so the father went to listen to the gospel.
哎，父亲也信主了。
And he received Jesus.
啊，不再随便喝酒，随不再随便打人了。
And there's no more drinking or violence.
那后来妈妈呢？哎，觉得这个丈夫妻去信耶稣一改变了，哎，她也去看看。
And so the mom saw the change in the dad, and she went to listen as well.
哎，她也信主了。
And she received Jesus too.
啊，以前呢，这个没事就跑去打麻将。
And before.She didn't have anything to do, she would go gamble.
这买菜钱呢，每次为了打麻将输掉呢，都剩下一点点去买菜。
And so she would always have a little money left over from gambling to go buy groceries.
哇，这一下子呢，全家三个呀，开始有快乐。
And so all of a sudden, it seemed like the whole house had joy.
所以我们知道，平安临到这个家庭。
So we know that peace came onto this house.
就是因为那一家呢。在那天晚上，有一个平安之子诞生了。
Because in that house on that day, there was a man of peace who was born.
朋友们，今天我们在地上。
Friends, today on this earth,
有太多的事情可以叫我们不平安了。
There are too many things that cause us to not have peace.
在我们家庭里。
In our families.
在我们的内心中。
Within our hearts.
在我们的生活工作环境里。
In our work environment.
甚至于整个那个大环境啊，无论是国家社会，或是这个天然的这个世界
，and onto the national level and natural disasters，
有太多的东西发生了
，too many things happen，
灾难一个接一个的不断
，disasters come one after another。
前不久，菲律宾那边有一个小山坡，全村庄1000多个人就这样子几秒钟就完全被淹没了。
Recently, there was a massive landslide in the Philippines, and a town of 1,000 was completely covered.
差不多只剩下这个将近2000人，但只剩下差不多50几个人。
And maybe only 50 people survived.
灾难忽然之间就可以临到人了。
And so these disasters come upon us suddenly.
疾病不断的这个攻击人。
And disease continuously attacks us.
而且最叫人触目惊心的是，这些疾病是非常致命的疾病。
And so what causes the most fear is that these diseases are not curable.
这些疾病真是叫人觉得害怕。
And they really instill fear in us.
我们生活在一个非常的不安的一个社会里。
We live in a very unpeaceful society.
所以朋友们，我们需要耶稣基督的平安。
So friends, we need the peace of our Lord Jesus.
我们需要得着一个平安的福音。
We need to receive this gospel of peace.
平安是什么呢？
But what is peace?
平安不是指着外面的那种的平静。
It's not talking about an outward tranquility.
平安乃是里面的一种的安宁。
But rather, it's a stillness within you.
有一幅图画很能够说明这种情况。
There is a portrait, a picture that can describe this.
有一次他们来一个这个画图比赛。
There was once this painting competition.
然后呢就叫他们画一个就是平安的图画。
And so they were asked to paint a picture of peace.
有两幅呢是恰好成了一个很强烈的对比。
And there were two pictures that provided a stark contrast.
有一幅那个作家呢，那个画家呢，他画一个非常平静的湖面。
In one, the artist drew a very tranquil lake.
什么波浪都没有。
And it was without a ripple.
那这个湖面啊，就像镜子一样，可以照人的。
And so the surface of the lake was like a mirror that could reflect people.
那另外一个作家呢，他画的完全相反。
But the other author drew something completely different.
他画了一个暴风雨、狂风暴雨大作的一个环境。
It was a big storm.
在一个悬崖旁边有一棵高树。
And on the edge of the cliff, there was a small tree.
那么在这个树的尖端的地方有一个鸟窝。
At the tip of the tree, there was a bird's nest.
母鸟它正在那里喂着它的小鸟。
And the mother bird was watching over the chicks.
这两幅图画，朋友们，你觉得哪一幅代表真正的平安？
And so, between these two pictures, which one do you think represents true peace?
选第一个还是选第二个？第二个，感谢主，第二个是真正的平安。
I would say that the second picture is a representation of true peace.
因为真平安是里面的，不是外面的。
Because true peace is within and not something that's outside.
所以主耶稣的福音，他保罗称它为平安的福音。
So Jesus' gospel, the apostle Paul termed it as the gospel of peace.
也称它为和平的福音。
And it is the gospel of harmony.
它在我们里面显出来的是一个平安。
And what it manifests from within us is a peace.
它在外面的显出来的是我们跟我们的接触的人和物和平。
And its outward manifestation is us living in harmony with those around us.
这样是一个有福的生活。
And this is the life of blessing.
这样的人是一个有福的人。
This person is a blessed person.
也就是我们心中充满了各样的不安。
If our hearts are filled with all kinds of trouble.
我们身心所受的煎熬是很难衡量的。
The things that we have to endure are hard to describe.
那么人为什么会失去平安？
Why do people lose peace?
神既然是一位平安的神。
If God indeed is a God of peace.
也是一位赐平安的神。
And he is a God that gives peace.
为什么我们经历那么多的不平安？
Then why do we experience so little peace.
在这里我交通几个点。
I want to share a few points here.
在所有不平安的原因里面的第一个呢，就是我们与神为敌。
The first reason we have no peace is because we have become enemies of God.
朋友们，也许你没有意识到我们人是与神为敌的。
Friends, maybe you don't realize that us people are in opposition to God.
但是如果我们看神的儿子来到地上的时候，人怎样对待他？
But if we see when Jesus came on this earth, how people treated him,
我们就知道人真的是与神为敌的。
Then we know that people truly are in opposition to God.
这位带着对人的大爱降世的婴孩。
Jesus came with great love for the people on this earth.
当他降生的时候，
When he was born,
没有一个地方接待他的。
Not one place accepted him.
客店没有一个地方接待他的。
And no inn was willing to take him in.
他只好生在马槽里。
And so the best was that he was born in a manger.
那么叙利王就要杀他。
And then King Herod came out wanting to kill him.
这么小的孩子，他的父母亲就要带着他逃难到别的国家去。
And that, therefore, his parents had to take him and escape to Egypt.
他到处医治病人。
And he healed sick people everywhere.
他供应人在心灵和物质上的需要。
He provided people with their spiritual and physical needs.
但是最后是人拒绝他，人嘲弄他。
But in the end, people rejected him.
最后他被钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed onto that cross,
人及尽所有能够嘲笑他、侮辱他的方式，把他钉在那里。
People used all kinds of methods to humiliate him, and to mock him.
朋友，你也许说你没有在那里钉他。
Friends, you may say that you weren't there nailing him to that cross.
但是今天我们听福音。
But today we listen to the gospel.
你一直不能接受。
It is hard to accept.
你一直里面很多的怀疑。
And we all have many doubts.
或者是抗拒。
Or opposition.
其实这些都显出我们和当时定他的人是同样的心态。
And all these just show that we have the same attitude as those people who nailed him to the cross.
我们是与神为敌的。
We are enemies of God.
这是一个最大的罪。
And this is the greatest sin.
朋友们，我在这里真是要恳劝大家。
Friends, I encourage you today.
我们一定要与神和好。
We truly need to reconcile with God.
我们可以相信历史上多少的人物，各他们的历史。
And we can look at history.
但是一讲到耶稣。
But when we see Jesus.
一讲到他的所作，讲到他的所说。
And we speak of his actions and his words.
我们里面就是怀疑，就是抗拒。
Then all we have is doubt and rejection.
当他死在十字架上之后。
After he died on the cross.
很多人开始说。
Many people started saying,
如果他是神的话，他为什么需要这样死呢？
If he is God, why did he have to die this way?
我们不会去想说他担了我们的罪，他为我们受苦。
And we don't think that he took up our sins and he suffered for us.
我们反倒说，因为他不是神，所以他才需要这样被钉死。
But rather we think, well, if he's God, he didn't have to go this way.
巴不得今天圣灵可以开启你的心窍。
May the Holy Spirit open up your hearts.
能够知道神爱你的大爱。
So that you can see and know that God loves you.
因为他是担当我们所有人的罪。
And he has taken up all of our sins.
他背负了我们所有人的罪债，被钉死在十字架上。
And with all of our sins, he was nailed onto that cross.
神把儿子送到地上来。
And so God the Father sent his son onto this earth.
他的所作，他的所说，证明他真的是神的儿子。
All his actions and words indicate and prove that he is the Son of God.
他从死里复活，证明他真的是神的儿子。
And his resurrection from the dead proved that he is the Son of God.
朋友们，我们为什么理由不相信圣经所记载的这些事情？
Friends, what reason do we have to not believe these?
2000年的教会历史为我们做见证，耶稣真的是死了复活了。
2000 years of church history have testified that Jesus truly resurrected.
今天教会在地上就是来传耶稣基督复活的福音。
And today, the church on this earth preaches the gospel of Jesus' resurrection.
我们必须要致死那个不信的恶心，来顺服神。
And so we have to take away that spirit that rejects God.
当我们被罪进来的时候，
When sin came into us,
撒旦最厉害的一个工作就是让我们开始怀疑神，拒绝神。
The greatest work of the enemy was to cause us to doubt and to reject God.
犯罪那个都是后来的。
Committing sin was something else.
撒旦第一件事情就是让我们开始怀疑神，开始与神为敌对。
Satan's first work was to create in us a spirit that rejects God.
我恳劝你站在神的这一边来相信他。
Friends, I urge you to stand on the side of God and to believe in Him.
这个平安就必临到你和你的一家。
And this peace will come upon you and your entire family.
那么第二个，我们失去平安的原因是我们里面那个战斗的私欲。
The second reason why we have no peace is because we have a spirit of battle.
我们每个人里面都有那个东西。
Every person has this spirit.
有一个人呢，他把它说的比较形象化一点。
One person spoke of it in a more vivid way.
他说呢，以天斗，其乐无穷。
He says that if you fight with heaven, then you will gain much pleasure.
与地斗，其乐无穷。
If you fight with the earth, likewise.
与人斗，其乐也无穷。
And if you fight with people, you will get much pleasure.
他把我们所有人的里面东西说出来了。
And this person really spoke everything about us.
你看整个人类历史是不是在以天斗、以地斗、以人斗呢？
You see, throughout human history, are we not always in battle with heaven and earth and with each other?
夫妻是两个最基本的战斗单位。
The couple is the most fundamental unit of a fighting unit.
这两个好斗的人呢、啊，一配在一起的时候呢，那就是一个战斗体了。
And it's two people with a spirit of battle paired together is a fighting group.
难怪呢，难怪需要离婚。
So inevitably they divorce.
因为呢，斗都受不了了。
Because they duel until they can't bear it anymore.
我们中国的万里长城是人类战斗的一个历史的遗迹。
The Great Wall of China is a testament of the battle spirit in humans.
但是不仅有万里长城。
But not only is there the Great Wall of China.
还有一个和平拱门。
But there is the Peace Arch.
就是在美国和加拿大的边界。
That is at the border of Washington, Canada.
为什么在那一头，在世界的那一头，需要万里长城来保护呢？
So why does the world over there need the Great Wall to protect them?
因为人没有耶稣。
Because they don't have Jesus.
人没有和平。
And there is no peace.
为什么在北美这里，两个国家可以在这么长的边界里面是完全的和平呢？
And so why can we here in North America have peace even though we share such a great border?
因为基督在这两个国家是被尊重的。
Because Jesus is respected in these two countries.
他们说是他们是两个有同一个母亲的孩子。
And they are two who have the same mother.
但是更重要的是他们同有一位主。
But more importantly, they have the same Lord.
那么第三个叫我们不平安的原因是犯罪。
The third reason that we have no peace is because of sin.
人一犯罪心中就不安。
Once we sin, we have no peace.
因为神给我们里面有良心。
Because God gives us a conscience.
无论你再怎么样正经的人。
No matter how terrible, how corrupt,
calm,
how calm you are.
如果你要作弊的时候，心里面是砰砰跳的。
If you want to cheat, your heart will beat fast.
那像斜眼去看一下别人的答案的时候，心里面是砰砰跳的。
And if you look off someone else's paper, your heart beats as well.
如果我们要作弊要骗人，开始不里面不砰砰跳的话呢，那就很麻烦了。
If we are to cheat and lie and we don't get nervous, then that means trouble.
那就是良心呐，可能太麻痹了。
That means our conscience is dull.
那赶快来就近耶稣。
So we need to quickly draw near to Jesus.
地上许多的谎言。
On this earth there are many lies.
偷窃。
And stealing.
淫乱。
And adultery.
今天世界各地一直的重演着许多的罪恶。
And in this earth, it's full of sin.
所以朋友们，我们要来就近耶稣。
So friends, we need to draw near to Jesus.
他能使我们能够不犯罪。
He can cause us to not sin.
无论那个罪在你的身上有多大的权势。
No matter how great a power over you that sin has.
主耶稣的能力比他更大。
The power of Jesus is greater than that.
他能救你。
And he can save you.
如果他能救我这样败坏的人，
If he could save me,
他就能救你。
Then he can save you as well.
所以我们不需要在一直在不平安的里头。
So we don't need to have no peace.
我们可以做一个光明正大的人。
We can be a glorious person.
那么第四个原因是贪心。
Fourth reason that we don't have peace is greed.
贪心的人得了这个还有那个。
Greedy people receive one thing yet want more.
永远不能满足。
And they're never satisfied.
他的心呢，永远不是平静的。
And that person's heart is never calm.
越过越贪婪。
And as the time passes, he gets more greedy.
当我们得着耶稣的时候，
When we receive Jesus,
当基督进来我们里面满足我们的时候，
When Jesus enters us and satisfies us,
那时候你就不再求外面的满足。
Then we no longer ask for outward things.
无论是金钱，无论是物质。
Whether it's money or materials,
或是爱情，或是其他的你的需要，
or love or other kinds of needs,
主耶稣都能够满足你。
Lord Jesus can satisfy all your needs.
因为神说他已经把他的儿子和万物都一同白白的赐给人。
Because God said that He has given Jesus and all things on this earth to people.
如果我们接受他。
If we accept him,
我们就得着了神所赐的他的儿子以及万有。
Then we receive God's Son and all things.
所以我们信耶稣不是一个理论上的相信。
So when we believe in Jesus, it is not a logical conclusion.
不是我们同意圣经这些教人为善的道理。
It is not that we agree with the moral teachings of the Bible.
乃是那位又真又活的神要来住在你的里面。
But rather, it is the true and living God that comes and lives in you.
他先把你生出来。
He first gives you birth.
有一个属灵的生命。
And gives you a spiritual life.
然后呢，他再来住在这个生命的里边。
And then he lives in this life.
所以这个就是你接受耶稣的意思。
So this is the meaning of accepting Jesus.
那么第五个原因让我们不能平安呢，是不肯饶恕人。
Fifth reason we have no peace is we're unwilling to forgive others.
我们生活在这个罪人的世界中。
We live within this world of sinners.
你不可能不遇见啊，你这个觉得不平的事情。
It's impossible for one to not encounter situations that don't have peace.
Unfair.
That are unfair.
而我们遇见这个不公平的事情的时候
And when we encounter these unfair situations
我们里面就不能平安
Then we have no peace
但是能够饶恕不是人啊所有的
But being able to forgive is something that we don't have
只有主耶稣他的生命有这种度量
Only the life of Jesus has this power
你看他在十字架上最后死的时候
You see that as he died on the cross,
他是为那些钉他十字架的人祷告。
He prayed for those who nailed him onto the cross.
他说父啊赦免他们。
And he said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they don't know what they do.
是这一位神他有饶恕的度量。
It is this God who has the capability to forgive.
饶恕是个医治。
And forgiveness is a healing.
饶恕是一个祝福。
It is also a blessing.
不能饶恕，我们永远是受害者。
And being unable to forgive, we are always being hurt.
如果一个人他有不饶恕的一个啊东西在里头
，If a person has something that they cannot forgive,
不仅是伤害了他的心灵
，It not only hurts their heart and their mind,
最后一定会造成疾病
，But in the end, it will cause illness.
所以我们需要饶恕
，So we need to forgive.
不仅是对别人带来祝福了
Not only does this bring others blessing
更是带来给你自己祝福
It moreover brings you blessing
但你不做不到的
But it's something that you or I cannot do
除非主耶稣的生命成为你的生命
Unless the life of the Lord Jesus becomes our life
我们有一位姊妹她在公司里面就遇见一件不平的事情
There was a sister who encountered an unfair situation in a company
他的这个研究成果呢被别人抢去作为别人的这个功劳。
And, her results from research were taken by someone else.
哦那实在是叫人不能忍受。
And that's truly unbearable for people.
这种在光天化日底下的这种公然欺骗是叫人最受不了的。
And this blatant deceit is, very unbearable.
那时候他还没信主。
At that time, this person was not yet saved.
她为这事情苦恼到一个地步就失眠了。
And, she had such trouble over this that she lost sleep.
啊但是在这样的困境中。
But in this situation,
她想到了福音。
She thought of the gospel.
想到了主耶稣。
And she thought of Jesus.
她来听福音她来相信主了。
And she came and listened and accepted.
主把她从这个痛苦中带过去。
And so the Lord took her out of this suffering.
赐给她一个饶恕的灵。
And gave her a spirit of forgiveness.
这是何等的祝福。
And this is how great a blessing this is.
我想可能很多朋友都还记得多年以前发生在美国校园的一个事情。
I think many of you will remember what happened on a American campus.
这件事情震动了美国和中国。
And this event shook both The United States and China.
就是有一个同学叫卢刚。
And there was an exchange student from China.
是一个博士班的学生。
He was a PhD student.
他觉得教授对他不公平。
And he felt that the professor was unfair.
所以有一天他拿枪去杀人。
So one day he took a gun.
杀了好几个教授。
And he killed multiple professors.
杀死同学。
And students.
他还自杀了。
And he also committed suicide.
这是一个非常大的悲痛。
And this is a great tragedy.
但在这么大的悲痛中
But in this tragedy,
因为有一家人他们信耶稣
Because one family believed in Jesus.
他们把饶恕带出来
They brought out forgiveness.
他们就是其中有一位副校长是一个女的
There was a vice principal and
她也被杀了。
She was also killed.
然后她的兄弟们来为她办理丧事的时候
，When her brothers came to prepare her funeral，
他们决定共同写一封信给卢刚的父母亲。
They decided to write a letter to the student's parents.
她们这位姐妹是非常杰出、非常优秀的。
This vice principal, their sister, was very prominent.
她们失去这么一个姐妹，她们心中是非常伤痛的，舍不得。
And to lose such a sister is something that hurt them deeply.
但是因为有主的缘故
，But because of the Lord,
她们决定要来安慰另外一边受伤的人。
They decided to comfort the other side.
他们的信说，在这个时刻
，And in their letter, they wrote that at this time,
最伤痛的人可能就是你们两位。
The people who are hurting the most are you two.
在这个悲剧中，你们失去了你们的儿子。
In this tragedy, you lost your son.
他们带给他们安慰。
And so these brothers brought the parents comfort.
他们完全表达了宽恕。
And they completely showed their forgiveness.
他们把平安带给那个苦难的家庭。
And they brought some peace onto that house.
今天如果没有基督
，Today if there is no Christ,
就不可能有这些人的表现。
Then it would be impossible to have people like these.
朋友们，我们何等需要主
！Friends, how we truly need the Lord.
人生的遭遇经常叫我们不平的。
The situations we face.Often causes to lose peace.
但是一见了耶稣
But once we have Jesus,
啊，再大的悲剧都可以化成祝福
No matter how great the tragedy, we can turn it into blessing.
能够使我们有勇气再重新面对明天
And it will allow us to have courage to face tomorrow.
那么另外造成我们不平安的原因有忧虑
Another reason that makes us lose peace is anxiety.
啊，在生活中我们太多的忧虑了
We have too many worries in this life.
我们忧虑我们的健康。
We worry about our health.
忧虑我们的工作。
We worry about our job.
我们忧虑我们的绿卡。
And our green card.
但是我要向你做见证。
But I want to testify to you.
那时间不是很够。
That we don't have much time.
我只能跟你说。
Because we don't have much
time. 在我所遇见的人中间。
I can only tell you that of the people I've seen.
他们真心的信靠耶稣。
The people who truly depend on the Lord.
他们的工作是没有问题的。
Their job, they have no problems.
他们的身份是没有问题的。
And they have no problem with their status.
我们最近有一个弟兄一个姊妹。
Recently there was a brother and sister.
他们也才经历到主这样的祝福他们。
They experienced how the Lord blessed them in this matter.
都因为他们明白了主的旨意，愿意顺服他。
Because they understood the Lord's will and they obeyed.
这些东西不是我们能忧虑的。
These things are things we cannot worry about.
主耶稣说，我们连一根头发变黑变白，我们都管不了。
Jesus said that we can't even control whether one hair turns white or not.
为什么我们要去忧虑许多我们没有办法的事情？
Why then do we go worry about things that we have no control over?
来相信他。
Come believe him.
然后另外一个是害怕。
And another reason is fear.
我们认识有一个人。
I know a person.
他呢，无论如何是不肯坐飞机的。
And no matter what, this person will not go on an airplane.
那么意味着就是说呢，他就不出国了。
And for this reason, this person will not leave the country.
因为不是呢，火车跟汽车都可以通到世界各地的。
Because trains and cars cannot get to all places.
有人呢，他的家人一上飞机啊，他的心就开始掉到半空中了。
And some people, when their families go on the plane. Their heart is with their family.
一到他们落地的时候，这个心就回来。
It is only until the family lands that their heart returns to them.
朋友们，我们害怕。
Friends, we have fear.
因为我们对那个没有把握。
Because we have no assurance.
但我们更应该害怕的是什么呢？
But what should we be afraid of?
到底死后是一件怎么样的事情？
We should be afraid of what happens after we die.
我们都不知道。
None of us know.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus says.
因为他说他是从天上来的。
Because he came from heaven.
而且他要回到天上去。
And he will return to heaven.
然后他还要再第二次回来。
And he will come a second time.
这一位向你讲的话你要相信。
The words that were spoken by this person.
他告诉我们人有灵魂。
He tells us that humans have a soul.
人需要永生。
And humans need salvation, eternal life.
他告诉我们死后有审判。
And he tells us that after death, there is judgment.
我们一生所行所说的都要经过他的审判。
Everything we've done, everything we've said in this life will be judged.
如果我们对这个事情有害怕，你是有福的。
If we are afraid of this, then we are blessed.
我们来接受他。
Let's accept him.
得着他的祝福。
And receive his blessing.
那我在这边等一下有几段经文呢，我们很快的看一下神怎么样为我们预备救恩、平安。
And next, I have a few verses from the Bible that show how God gives us peace.
请弟兄们帮我打下一段经文。我们呢，大家就来一起读一下圣经，好不好？
Please read together.
我们一起读哈。他诚然担当我们的忧虑，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。这是西元前700年左右一位先知以赛亚发出的预言。
This is 700 years before the common era that the prophet Isaiah spoke.
有一位要到地上来背负我们的忧患和痛苦。
There is one who will come and take up our infirmities.
要代替我们受责打、受苦待。
And for us, he will be stricken.
他到最后，他的心灵和身体完全被压伤、被压碎。
And in the end, he was crushed.
这个就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
在整个旧约，他最中心的就是要预言有弥赛亚要出来。
In the entire Old Testament, the most important thing was that there is a Messiah who will come.
要来拯救无望的人类。
And he will come to save humans.
因为所有的人都在罪的吹逼底下，最后都死亡。
Because under sin,all people will go to death.
毫无盼望。
Without hope.
这位以赛亚先知也预言了。
And the prophet Isaiah also prophesied.
耶稣乃是童女要生的孩子。
That Jesus will be born of a virgin.
这是从来没有过的事情。
And this has never happened before.
但是耶稣必须是神借着童女所生。
But Jesus must be born by a virgin.
他才能够成为我们的救赎。
In order for him to be our salvation.
因为他的生命就包括了所有的生命。
And his life encompasses all life.
所以他的死就可以代替所有的人的死。
So his death will encompass all death.
这位主耶稣圣经又预言说他是和平的君。
And this Jesus, the Bible also says that he is the Prince of Peace.
当他掌权的时候，平安是没有穷尽的。
When he rules, there is no limit to this peace.
我们再看下一段。
We'll look at the next section.
我们也是一起念一下。在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。700多年的预言，这个时候应验了，耶稣诞生。
A prophecy of 700 years before was fulfilled here.
当他出生的那个时候，
When Jesus was born,
天使们向牧羊人显现，
The angels appeared to the shepherds,
宣告这个大好的信息，
And they proclaimed this great news,
是关乎全人类的救恩的，
And it deals with the salvation of all humans.
那么其中有一句话就是这个，
And this was the words,
就是在至高之处，荣耀应当归给神。
That in the highest, glory to God.
这位孩子降生以后，人要看见神的荣耀。
When this child was born, people will see the glory of God.
那么当这个孩子降生的时候，神的平安也要赐给神所喜悦的人。
And when this child was born, God will give this peace to those that please Him.
神爱所有的人。
God loves all people.
但他不是喜悦所有的人。
But he cannot be pleased with
all. 就像我们做父母的，
It is just like parents.
你爱你每一个孩子。
Parents love their children.
但是你不是喜悦每一个孩子。
But you cannot be pleased with.
因为有的孩子实在不听话。
You cannot be pleased with everything they do.
实在是刺透了父母亲的心。
And often they will hurt their parents.
但是爱还是在那里。
But they still have the love.
但想到这个孩子的时候，心中不快乐。
It is only when they think of what their child has done.
今天人在神的面前也是这样。
Today we are like this before God.
他爱每一个人。
He loves all of us.
所以当主耶稣死的时候，他是为每一个人而死的。
And so when Jesus died, he died for all of us.
但是他只有喜悦能够相信顺服他的人。
But he can only be pleased with those who believe and obey him.
朋友们，我们一定要认识我们的地位。
Friends, we have to realize and know our position.
今天我们只不过是一个受造之物。
Today, we are not but a created being.
我们在这位造物的主宰面前，应当站在一个谦卑顺服的地位上。
And before the Creator, we ought to have a spirit of humility.
我们不要再与他战斗。
To not be in battle with him.
那么你要回到他面前。
So we need to return to him.
那么这样的话呢，我们就成为兜着平安的人。
In this way, we will receive peace.
我们再看下面一个。
Next section.
主耶稣应许他的门徒们世人平安。
Lord Jesus promised his disciples to give peace to people.
好，我们一起来念。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。这里是主耶稣要上十字架之前向门徒们所说的应许。
These words came from Jesus as a promise to his disciples before he was on the cross.
因为他们看见主就要上十字架了。
Because they saw that he was going to be nailed.
心中真是忧愁。
And they grieved.
主走了，他们怎么办呢？
After the Lord leaves, what will happen to them?
但主应许把平安留下来。
But the Lord promised to leave them peace.
这里特别讲到我的平安。
He emphasizes.My peace.
基督是一个平安之王。
He is the King of peace.
刚才我们提到说，他在地上的时候，人这样的顶撞他、背逆他，他里面照样平安。
We mentioned earlier how even though people abused him and mocked him on this earth, he still had peace.
这是基督的平安。
This is Christ's peace.
那么另外一个是世界的平安。
The other is the world's peace.
今天世界也答应我们很多，要给我们平安。
The world also promises us peace.
他答应我们，给我们很多钱。
It promises us money.
如果我们这个到退休的时候存足够的钱的话，那我们就可以安安稳稳的过我的余生了。
If we have enough money come retirement, then we can peacefully live out the rest of our life.
如果我们有钱买保险，那我们就可以安心了，我可以找最好的医生，可以吃最好的药。
If we have money, we can buy the best insurance and have the best doctors and prescriptions.
但是这样的应许有用吗？
But do these promises work?
钱可能一夜之间就变化了。
Money can change overnight.
我们已经看过很多的例子。
We have seen many examples of this.
金融风暴起来的时候，
When financial crises occur,
钱可能变得一文不值。
Then money will lose all of its value.
我知道新加坡那边有人他们遇到金融风暴。
I know people in Singapore during the Asian financial crisis.
公司的经营真是非常困难。
Their business had really a difficult time.
原来的房子一栋一栋卖掉。
And their houses were sold one by one.
就是要去平衡他们的这个债务。
To balance their debt.
一点都不可靠。
Money is not reliable.
即使钱不变小了。
Even though the number has not changed.
那有钱能买平安吗？
Can we buy?Peace with money?
有钱能买人际间的平安吗？和平吗？
Can we buy harmony between each other?
有钱能够买这个你的睡眠吗？
Can we use money to buy sleep?
你可以买最好的床。
We can buy the best bed.
但是你买不到平安的睡眠。
But we cannot buy peaceful sleep.
你可以有最好的保险医药。
We can have the best insurance.
但是不一定能够治你的病。
But it might not be able to cure your disease.
朋友们，我们一定要预备。
Friends, we have to be prepared.
当神还给我们机会的时候，我们就来接受他。
While we still have this chance, we need to accept him.
得着耶稣做我们的永生。
Receive Christ as our eternal life.
让基督的平安在我们心里面作王。
And to let His peace be king in us.
那么第二个经文我们再看一下。
The next verse.
这是主耶稣复活以后。
This is after Jesus' resurrection.
还不是啊，我们再换下一个好了。好，这是主耶稣复活以后向门徒们所说的话，我们来读一下。
Together.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。”这是主耶稣复活以后。
This is after Jesus resurrected.
他向门徒们两次说：“我把平安给你们。”
And he said to his disciples twice, "I give you peace."
主耶稣何等注意平安。
Jesus truly emphasizes peace.
这是我们人所能得到最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing that we can receive.
所以在这边我们看到说，主把平安给你。
And so here we see that the Lord gives us peace.
从预言到他的出生，到他在世，一直到他最后死而复活。
From his prophecy to his birth to his death and his resurrection.
他都说我要把平安给你们。
He continuously says that he will give us peace.
不需要你付什么代价。
We don't have to pay anything.
主耶稣是怎样成就这个平安的福音的呢？
And so how did he accomplish this gospel of peace?
我们看下一段经文。
We'll look at the next verse.
好，我们一起来读一下。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。这里讲到十字架和耶稣所流的血。
Here it speaks of the cross and the blood that Jesus shed.
十字架是有史以来最残酷、最没有人道的一个刑罚。
The cross is one of the most cruel forms of punishment.
只有最邪恶的犯人才会被判处十字架的刑罚。
Only the most evil criminals were punished in this manner.
但是这样的刑罚居然加在一个完全充满爱、无罪的神的儿子的身上。
But this punishment was given to one who had no sin.
因为在十字架上。
Because on that cross,
神把我们众人的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
God took all sin and put it on his son.
当他那个无罪的血一流出来的时候，
And when his sinless blood was shed,
神可以赦免罪人。
Then God could forgive sinners.
因为罪必须要用血来赎。
Because sin must be dealt with blood.
人的生命必须用另外一个人的生命来赎。
And human life must be saved with another life.
这是公义的神他的定位。
This is the dictation of a righteous God.
神不是说我因为爱人的缘故，我就可以随便说我赦免你们。
God doesn't say that because I love you, I will casually forgive you.
他的公义是他无论做什么事情都是符合公义的原则。
Because he is righteous, everything he does is based on his righteousness.
所以是因为耶稣替我们流血了，所以我们能够得着平安的福音。
So because Jesus shed his blood for us, we can receive this gospel of peace.
我们能够跟神和好。
And we can be reconciled to God.
好，那我们来读罗马书第五章的地方，请跳过一个。
We'll read Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。好，我们来看我们怎么样得着这个福音。
How do we receive this gospel?
来一起念。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。因信就能够称义。
We have been justified through faith.
朋友们，为什么一定要想靠自己的行为呢？
Friends, why do we depend on our own actions?
我们人很大的一个难处就是想要靠自己的行为得救。
One of our difficulties is that we feel like we have to do something.
我们都知道我们有亏欠。
We all know that we have shortcomings.
我们都想尽办法要去补那个亏欠。
And we think of all kinds of ways to make up for that.
我想对于人这个是好的。
And so I think for people, this is a good thing.
我们如果对于人有亏欠的时候，我们应该竭力的去弥补这个亏欠，来帮助人。
If we shortchange another person, then we ought to go make that up.
但是这件事情对于神是不够的。
But this is not enough for God.
我们必须要相信耶稣基督的救赎。
We need to believe in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
全人类只有耶稣一个人满足了神所有的要求。
In human history, only Jesus has fulfilled all the requirements of God.
再没有一个人可以满足神所有的要求。
No other person can fulfill these requirements.
如果我们想要靠宗教得救的话，朋友，那是枉然的。
So if we want to be saved by religion, then that is futile.
来信靠那位在十字架上为我们死的耶稣。
To believe in the Jesus that died on the cross for us.
这样的话呢，我们就借着他与神和好了。
Then through him we are reconciled to God.
不仅如此。
And not only so.
还要借着他因信进入现在所站的恩典中。
Then it is through his grace.
Through him that we can enter into grace.
Through him we can enter into grace.
而且要欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
And to rejoice in the hope of God's glory.
朋友，这是什么样的福音？
Friends, what kind of gospel is this?
神是恩上加恩的，就一直要祝福我们。
He is blessing us, grace upon grace.
今生和来世的，神都为你预备了丰富。
And from the past to the future, God has provided everything in abundance.
这么一位神，我们有什么理由拒绝他？
And so such a God, what reason have we to reject him?
我们有什么理由不愿意接受他，不愿意相信他？
What reason do we have to not believe in him?
我们应该问自己这个问题。
We ought to ask ourselves this question.
这么一位善良慈爱的神。
Such a peaceful and kind God.
为你做了一切。
Has done everything for you.
请你相信他。
Please believe in him.
好，我们最后看一段。
The last verse.
刚才我们所看的这一个福音。
The gospel that we just looked at
是平安所带来的
is brought by peace.
所以我们知道与神和好了。
And so we know that we can be reconciled to God.
我们原来犯罪的时候是一个可怒之子。
Originally, when we were in sin, we were people of wrath.
但是现在因着相信耶稣，我们成为平安之子。
But now, because we have believed in Jesus, we have become people of peace.
这是福音的果子。
And this is the fruit of peace.
然后我们的家从战斗之家变成平安之家。
And our house has changed from a house of battle to a house of peace.
所以我们第一个与神和好。
So first, we are reconciled to God.
第二个，我们与人和好。
And second, we are reconciled to
God. 第三个，我们与自己也和好。
And thirdly, we are reconciled to ourselves.
你能够接纳你这个人。
We can accept our person.
我们不再觉得自己不够漂亮。
And we no longer worry about not being
so beautiful,
pretty enough.
不再觉得自己太矮
or not worrying about our height,
或是太瘦太胖
or our physique,
或是不够聪明
or intelligence,
或是不够有钱
or wealth.
我们都能够跟自己和好。
We can be reconciled to
ourselves. 有了耶稣以后
with Jesus,
我们知道我们是神。按着他形象样式造出来的。
We know that we are created in the image and likeness of God, and we are loved by God.
我们也跟万物和好。
And we are reconciled to all things.
所以你的家的猫狗都有福气。
And so your cat and dog are also blessed.
你的车子也有福气。
And your car as well.
我看有的人开车，车子不是很好受。
I think watching some people drive, their cars are unfortunate.
我们家有辆车被偷去。
Recently our One of our cars were stolen.
警察打电话来叫我去拿回来。
And the police called to have me drive it back.
我看到这个是两个轮胎都爆破了。
And two tires were blown open.
我不知道他怎么能够把这个两个轮胎去撞破，我不知道。
And I don't know how they blew the two tires.
你知道这个人里面那个东西是什么样的。
But you know what's inside the person.
但是神要改变我们。
But God wants to change us.
与万物和好。
And to be reconciled to all things.
做一个真正的平安之子。
To become a true person of peace.
这样我们可以结出义的果子。
That way we can bear fruit of righteousness.
这段经文讲到的是什么呢？就是神会管教他的儿女。
This verse says God will discipline his children.
但是呢，我们如果顺服下来。
But if we obey.
这个管教的结果呢，要结出平安的果子，就是义。
then the result of this discipline is a fruit of peace, and that is righteousness.
我们在神面前都对了。
So if we believe and obey, then everything before God is right.
你结出一个公义果。
And we will bear fruit of righteousness.
最后一个。
And the last verse.
我们去念一下。
I read together.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝, 只在乎公义, 和平, 并圣灵中的喜乐。 当我们信耶稣进入神的国度,
When we believe Jesus and enter into his kingdom,
我们不再注重外面的东西,
then we no longer focus on outward things.
我们也不是光在注重外面的行为,
and we no longer focus on our actions.
在我们里面有这样的东西, 公义和平,
but inside us we have righteousness,
有圣灵中的喜乐,
peace and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
朋友们, 当我们有平安的时候,
Friends, when we have peace,
带来的一定是喜乐,
the thing that it brings must be joy.
这不是世人天天所追求的吗?
And is this not what people pursue after?
那个时代杂志有一篇文章说,
Time magazine has an article.
科学家们在研究人是为什么快乐的。
Scientists were trying to find out why people are happy.
看能不能造出一个什么药丸呢? 一吃就快乐。
And they are trying to see if they can produce some kind of pill so that people can be happy if they take it.
那是无效的。
But that does not work.
那个可能吃下去身体很快乐。
You may take the pill and your body may be happy.
但是里面呢很愁苦。
But inside you are still on.
真正的快乐是圣灵在我们心灵里面带出来的喜乐。
True joy is the joy that is caused by the Holy Spirit.
愿你得着他。
May we receive him.
我们再唱刚才那首诗歌 630首。
We're gonna sing another hymn.
我们来唱, 其中一节, 就是第一节。
We're only going to sing verse 1.
我们告诉主说, 主, 我要回家。
We tell the Lord that we want to go home.
主的家是平安之家。
The Lord's house is a house of peace.
你回到这个家, 你就享受平安。
When we return to this house, then you will enjoy peace.
我们一起来唱第一节。
Verse 1. Lord, I thank you.
感谢你为我流血在十字架上。
Thank you for the blood you shed on that cross for me.
感谢你借着相信称我为义。
Thank you for justifying me through faith.
感谢你赦免我一切的罪。
And for forgiving me of my sins.
我愿意接受耶稣为救主。
I'm willing to accept you as my Christ, as Savior.
为我的主。
To be my Lord.
我愿意悔改离开罪恶。
I'm willing to repent and leave sin.
我愿意过神所喜悦的生活。
And to live a life that is pleasing to God.
求你带领我。
Please guide me.
让我一生走在你平安的路上。
So that I can live my life in this path of peace.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.